It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team was handed a 68-41 road loss to Seward County Community College in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play Wednesday night. Freshman forward Talasia Thomas finished with 9 points on 4 of 6 shooting to go with a team-high 6 rebounds and 2 steals to lead the way for Cloud County. Freshman Bree Frazier, freshman Lauren Marone, and sophomore guard Tiana Davis had 7 points each. Freshmen Danae Crosby and Shea Wirtz each had 4 points, while freshman Liliana Peterson ended up with 3. The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team currently sits at 12-6 overall and 7-6 in conference action. The T-Birds will return home to host number 4 Dodge City Community College Saturday for a 2 p.m. contest. The Cloud County Community College men's basketball team opened the second half of Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play with a 76-66 road loss to Seward County on Wednesday. 4 players finished in double figures for Cloud County, led by freshman forward Elijah Savon with 17 points and a game-high 11 rebounds for his 8th double-double on the year. Savon has posted double-doubles in 3 consecutive games in 5 of the last 6 contests. Freshman guards Sincere Burnett and Quilla Cott contributed 14 points each, with both drilling 4 three-pointers on the night. Sophomore Falou Kwate added 3 trays of his own to finish with 13 points and 5 rebounds. The loss drops the T-Birds to 10-9 overall and 4-9 in conference action. Cloud County is back at home Saturday when they will face off with the Dodge City Conquistadors for a 4 p.m. tip.